We live in the United States in a highly customizable world. You can customize your restaurant order to have it your way right away. You can customize your shoes, your vehicles, your clothes, your music playlist. And hey, all of that is great. There was a time when you went to the barbershop that you were limited in your choices of a haircut, but now it's simply up to your imagination. But the prevalence of individualism in our society can also make us think that biblical faith is customizable as well. In fact, that's what we're seeing today, and it's called progressive Christianity. You get to choose what is true, and you get to say whether or not what you believe is fitting within biblical orthodoxy. While it may be good and necessary for you to personally develop your belief system, you do not get to say whether it is biblical or not. God does that. But when a church allows her members to believe and practice anything, and they put a biblical stamp on it, it causes major destruction to the church herself. But today's culture is not the first time this has been attempted within the church. It was taking place in Corinth, and this is one of the areas Paul was addressing in his letter to the Corinthians. One of the messages of the letter is, cheap individual doctrine will cause expensive corporate destruction. People's individual preferences and so-called doctrines were ruining the unity of the church. And the scary thing about today is that a lot of what is informing people's theology is what they see in feel-good movies or in short clips on YouTube instead of diving into the Word of God itself and the work of faithful interpreters of Scripture. This is why it's so important that a church have a doctrinal statement or a confession of faith, a guiding document that lays down what the core doctrines of the entire church are. So, when was the last time you looked at your church's statement of faith? As you pray today, please remember Todd Cox and his family, our missionaries in Georgia. And also remember the Sendawi LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Key Sendawi.